Now, as we turn our attention to the beloved mightiest Real, and offer him all our love, gratitude, and obedience, we ask him to call forth into and around those under this radiation that which he knows will release the greatest power possible through those under this radiation to bring illumination, purification, and protection to our nation, and then through us to America, through America to the world, as soon as possible. To him now we offer everything. Beloved of our hearts, tonight I wish to offer you the assistance of our legions, and as I explain to you some of their inner activities, I trust you will hold the picture clearly in mind when you make the call to me or to those legions to come into physical conditions and control all physical manifestation, and that commands and compels destructive forces not only to stop action, but to stop existence as quickly as possible. And it is this: there are uncountable and unconquerable legions, sacred fire legions. Are the fiery Christ, blue lightning power, force, and action from the great central sun, from the ascended masters, temples of the sacred fire, and from many activities in the ascended masters' retreats throughout the world that can be drawn forth into outer physical conditions and established as a continual action in which destructive forces cannot move. As you call this into the physical world, hold the picture of every destructive thing stopping its action instantly the moment the blue flame flashes. And that blue flame, the fiery Christ in cosmic action, of the fiery Christ power, force, and action that comes from the ascended master's octave, see it lowered in and around the destructive conditions within the nation or the world. And as that blue flame comes down, hold the picture of absolute stillness, inaction. Stop the action of everything that is destructive in outer world activities. Now, this includes war, it includes destructive activities from individuals, it includes destructive activities in the mental and feeling world, the emotional bodies, and in the mental and feeling world of business, of government, and of the people everywhere. So when you think of overcoming destructive conditions, first of all, call for the great central sun's sacred fire legions that come under my direction. My sacred fire legions of such fiery Christ, blue lightning, power, force, and action that they stop all action instantly of anything that is destructive. Now, this not only affects individuals, but this can control the powers of nature and forces of the elements. We offer you this because in your decree to prevent forest fires, when you hear of forest fires, make the call and then see like an ocean of fiery Christ, blue lightning, power, force, and action from the great central sun sweep in and instantly stop everything. Just the same as a tornado on the destructive activities moves into constructive localities and destroys everything, just so is there an opposite activity of energy directed by the ascended host and by all activities of the sacred fire from the great central sun that can be lowered, consciously directed, even to the extent of an ocean of it, to sweep over a nation, or sweep into a city, or sweep around groups of people. And as that blue flame, the fiery Christ, blue lightning power, force, and action that stops all evil instantly. Get in the habit of holding the picture of everything destructive, just stopping existence. As you hold the picture and make the call, we will be able to charge into your feeling world the absolute certainty within you of this power's control of physical action, of destructive conditions, the destructive action of the powers and nature and forces of the elements, the destructive action of certain things in the atmosphere of Earth. So we would like to establish this within and around you. If you will make the call and gather a momentum, this is my service to the Earth, or part of it, and there are limitless legions from the Ascended Master's octave that can sweep into action between 2 seconds, just as soon as mankind wakes up to the reality of our existence, accepts that reality, calls to us, and gives us the opening by which we can come in and release the power that controls destructive conditions until they can be annihilated from existence. Mankind could have and could have had this assistance long ago if it were not for the selfishness, doubt, and fear of human beings who doubt our existence, doubt our power, and doubt the authority of the great God power of life, the God presence, the mighty I Am, and the ascended host, and the angelic host. It is mankind's doubt and selfishness that has charged in the energy of the feeling world, in the emotional body, just like a shell that won't let our feeling come into outer physical conditions and consume the destructive forces and let the divine plan be fulfilled. But those of you who know this law can have our assistance without any limit whatsoever. We want to give it to you. The world needs it. We want you to have it. We want to use it through you. And we hope you will give us the opening and draw it into outer physical conditions as quickly as possible to not only minimize destructive activities, but to help us begin the final removal of everything destructive from this earth. And we hope we may have you as our partners. Thank you so much, and won't you be seated, please? It takes very great patience, beloved ones, to wait down through the centuries for mankind to awaken to that which the outer self of individuals must do in order to draw into this world what sets the individuals free. It takes very great patience to watch mankind continually misuse the energy of life and misuse the blessings of the powers of nature and wait and wait and wait until individuals awaken to the acceptance of our reality, our power, our authority, and then give us the opening by which we can come in and help set them free. You have no idea the stubbornness in mankind, in the emotional body, in the feeling that goes forth constantly in defiance of that which is the supreme authority and consciousness of the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host. But I trust with this explanation, at least you will be able to help us open the door and bring into our physical conditions as quickly as possible that which we want to release to stop the expansion of certain destructive forces and then to shut them off of the earth and take them out of existence, out of manifestation in this world, and in many cases simply dissolve and consume them from the universe. Because when you deal with savage races, when you deal with savagery, there is no expansion of the light that the mighty I Am Presence of each life stream can use to take the individual forward into constructive action. Therefore, when destructive activities reach a certain momentum, they must be consumed from the universe in order to allow the planet itself to go forward and have constructive activities move into outer physical conditions, a civilization, or the sustaining of a civilization. Therefore, anything, now this applies to people in government, when you see those in government who are determined to do that which wrecks the decency of the nation or wants to destroy anything and everything that the God powers of this nation represent to the world, don't hesitate to call this into outer action. Call this into all channels of mankind's activities. Call it into business. Call it into family relationships. Call it into all channels of government, in every government of the world. Because every government has the same or similar concentration of selfishness, doubt, and fear in the mental and feeling world of those who are the channels to operate a government. Therefore, when you know something is wrong in the activities of a nation, don't hesitate to call the great central sun's sacred fire legions of such fiery Christ, blue lightning, power, force, and action that we know, all that we know, stops the action of everything destructive. Now this will bring much more rapid fulfillment of your calls when you keep calling forth the removal of all destructive use of the free will, and then you call forth whatever fiery Christ, blue lightning, power, force, and action stops the action of everything destructive, you will see destructive forces collapse much more quickly, and this will also take out of existence the doubt in the feeling world of many people who are constructive and want to do that which is right to help something constructive survive, but feel perfectly helpless before the outer world's momentum of frightful evil created through war and selfishness and the diabolical activities mankind has created down through the centuries. This had to be used when the black magicians were seized. And when we stopped their action, then they became absolutely helpless before that blue flame, which is master of all manifestation throughout creation. I happen to have had to render certain service in some of those channels and in the removal of some of the discarnates from this nation. In the early days of this I Am activity, when the beloved Saint Germain and the Blessed Goddess of Light and others of the Ascended Host took away so much of mankind's creation within this nation, We had to draw in outer physical conditions many activities of which mankind knows absolutely nothing. But there are these activities of the sacred fire from the great central sun and from the ascetic master's temples of the sacred fire, and also through the ascetic master's retreats throughout the world. For every retreat has focused within it the power of the sacred fire and the cosmic light substance that continually pours forth its purifying radiation and protection to that which is constructive. When we call for the legions, the sacred fire legions of fiery Christ blue lightning force, the power, force, and action from the great central sun to sweep in whatever takes place, to shut off the action of that which is destructive, then there are limitless beings that can come to your assistance, stay on the earth in the outer activities, and begin to correct mankind's activities in the civilization that have been generated by the destructive forces throughout the world. This has much to do with the stopping of epidemics and plagues and the destructive activities of the powers of nature that mankind has imposed upon them. So whatever you hear that you know is destructive, things that are so diabolical, don't hesitate to call for the great central sun's cosmic sacred fire legions that are infinitely more than this whole world could hold. Infinitely expanding to sweep in to every destructive force and stop its action until it can be consumed or removed from the planet. As you demand the withdrawal of all destructive activities of the free will from every bit of life in this world, and then demand these great cosmic legions of the sacred fire to sweep into every destructive condition within this nation and the world, you will find it will go into all activities of war and into the channels that provide the destructive conditions that are used in war. It will go into the manufacture of munitions and the destructive chemicals that are the misuse of the powers of nature, but mankind has created these conditions simply to impose more and more and more frightful destruction upon life. And this must be stopped, and its action has to be stopped before it can be consumed. Therefore, we'll appreciate more than you know your continued call for the withdrawal of all destructive use of the free will, and then send your love to the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun and to the ascended master's temples of the sacred fire. Call to your mighty I Am presence first, always, and then sending your love to the great central sun and the ascended master's temples of the sacred fire. Demand in the name of the mighty I Am presence. Demand, demand, demand the cosmic sacred fire legions of such fiery Christ blue lightning power, force, and action that it stops instantly and forever all destructive activity, all destructive action of energy. Now, this is just like a wall of blue flame that will move in and against which nothing can stand. This is part of the great wall past not a blue flame for which you've been calling, your great pillar of spiral blue flame, but the limitless legions, the cosmic legions of the angels of fiery Christ, blue lightning, power, force, and action are beings of the sacred fire, whose almighty power nothing can oppose, and of which mankind knows almost nothing, but which we direct when it comes to the cleansing of a planet or a nation or a city, the cleansing of conditions that mankind has generated for centuries. These great cosmic beings can sweep that sacred fire in and take out of existence everything destructive, just like a tornado on the destructive side can sweep into something constructive and take it out of existence. Therefore, unless mankind understands that these great beings that are limitless and all-powerful exist in the universe for the correction of conditions mankind has generated, unless mankind understands this is in existence and to be used, human beings don't reach up and open the way by which we can release this assistance to the outer self of every human being in order to consume its human creation. Therefore, from tonight, will you please charge yourselves with our ascended master feeding of what we know our sacred fire legions can do to stop the action of all evil. And we will give you our feeding. And as soon as you have the feeding and you make the call, that is automatically the magnetic attraction that opens the way and lets these legions come through into outer physical conditions and do that which they alone can do, because they exist for this exact reason: to purify the earth and all upon it, and to purify the powers of nature and forces of the elements. When you know of destructive activities in your forest fires or cloud bursts or storms that are destructive, don't wait and feel that you're just helpless before them. Demand the great central suns, cosmic sacred fire legions of the mightiest fiery Christ, blue lightning, power, force, and action of that flame of love from the great central sun that sweeps in and controls the energy that has been destructively qualified and dispenses force through the powers of nature as storms, whether they be cloudbursts or tornadoes or storms of any kind, matters not. Anytime you see energy acting destructively, call these beings into action, and they can come in unlimited legions. And when they come, their flame comes with them and before them, and nothing of destruction can survive. So it is part of your protection. It is part of the survival of your modern civilization. It is part of the protection of the consciousness of those who are in channels of government and ought to do what is right but don't. This can stop mankind's political evil and frightful conniving with one nation with another to do something destructive to another nation. And at the inner level, this force released can compel their plans to be annihilated before they can do the damage in outer physical conditions that make the people suffer. Now, this can also be called forth into every activity of war. And since war is nothing but wholesale destruction, there is no excuse for allowing it to continue. And since these great cosmic legions, the fiery Christ legions from the great central sun, wield power indescribable to mankind, this can be released like an ocean of flame into political activities throughout the world and force destructive plans to be collapsed and consumed and prevented existence. Thank you so much. I'll keep your outer intellect reminded often that there are uncountable billions of ways that the great cosmic beings who have created this system of worlds can use to consume mankind's evil, to prevent mankind's evil, and to undo anything that has been created to interfere with the fulfillment of the divine plan that sustains the system of worlds and sustains the opportunity for mankind to attain the ascension. There is infinitely more power of the great God presence, the mighty I Am in the ascended host, than there is in the creation of mankind evil in this world. So when human beings won't listen to that which is constructive, then this force must be used. It must be called into the physical octave. It must be sustained here until it sweeps out of existence everything that is destructive action. This stops the action, and then the blue flame consumes it. When you understand what has been charged into the powers of nature and forces of the elements by mankind's selfishness and evil, the killing of animals, the wars, the hatred, the viciousness that has been allowed to go on century after century, then you must know there comes the time when the cosmic beings of this system of worlds say the legions must come and the sacred fire move everywhere to stop everything destructive and then consume it. So we simply bring this to your attention tonight, hoping you will make the call, and that if you add this to your call and your demand for the withdrawal of all destructive use of the free will from all life in this world, that will include the destructive qualities in animals that have been charged there by mankind's selfishness and destruction and hatred of the past, all of which mankind created by its own destructive use of the free will. Now, this will help to stop that. We are hoping that you will join us in this, and we can gain a certain momentum of it in a very short time. If you will make your best effort, we will send uncountable legions to stand with you and by you, and every time you send that decree forth, the legions will go forth and set into action more of this flame to stop the action of what's destructive and then consume it. So we want you to accept our ascended master consciousness and use of our power of the fiery Christ, blue lightning force that stops the action of everything evil and then puts an end to it. So, blessed ones, if you will just remember this tonight, we'll try to remind you of it often and give us as many opportunities as we can to set this into action in the physical world until a certain proportion of evil is consumed from this nation, that it may be protected and survive to prevent the desecration of the rest of the world to the point where no civilization can be allowed in this world. So whatever opposes a civilization needs to have this call go forth for its annihilation. So tonight we ask your cooperation and our love. Every time you set this into action, our love will come back to you infinitely more to enfold you in our feeling, not only of security, but our feeling of mastery over the destructive forces, until wherever you go, you will feel our feeling control conditions, and then the selfishness and the doubt and the fear of mankind around you can be consumed and forever taken out of the universe. Thank you so much. So tonight, I clothe you in my miracle mantle of fiery Christ blue lightning power, force, and action that stops evil before it can approach and reminds you to make the call so the legions of that fiery Christ blue lightning force can come, abide around you, go before you, and hold command. So only that which is the fulfillment of the divine plan can come near you or act through you and to you. So if you will live in this, we will enfold you in our power of mastery over destructive conditions, and we will live with you. And as the Master Jesus said, I am with you always in these legions that can come and can hold control of conditions in the physical world. You can at all times become aware of their presence through your calls until the purification takes place, and that returns the nation to the decency and the divine law and order that enables it to survive and go forward to fulfill the divine plan. So my miracle mantle, my power of love around you that stops all destructive action of the hordes of evil, I assure you, is a very real, tangible substance and flame. And I offer it to you for your protection, your use, and your victory over all in this world until the great cosmic law has cleansed the earth for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved Astrea, thank you tonight for your blessing to us. Blaze your love into and around us with such force that it stops every destructive rate of vibration from existence into and around us or driven against us. And wherever we abide, blaze its presence and hold command for eternity. And we thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire legions, the cosmic legions of the sacred fires, power, force, and action of the blue flame, the fiery Christ blue lightning flame, that moves into outer physical conditions and puts an end to the hordes of evil forever. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know puts an end to evil as quickly as possible. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, every being who has poured love to us by which we could survive and come this far in the light. Now to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, recall as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Beloved Arcturus, expand the unfed flame in our hearts, meet the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into his distress the mightiest fiery Christ blue lightning force from the great central sun of the cosmic annihilation of everything that is destructive. Let there go forth tonight, whatever oceans of that fiery Christ blue lightning force consumes all hate and stops the action of every destructive force on this earth as soon as possible. We thank thee forever. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty omnipresence and all the ascended host, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with what they know stops all destructive force everywhere in America and the world as quickly as possible and compels the hordes of evil annihilated from the universe for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. To this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end are we served, till this victory is accomplished for eternity. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations. And now, all the great central sun's cosmic sacred fire legions are the mightiest fiery Christ blue lightning power, force, and action over all of this world necessary to stop everything destructive and consume it before it can exist another instant and before it is too late. To this end, we give everything until it is accomplished for eternity. We thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may all the sacred fire from the great central sun necessary to bring it at once into all outer physical conditions be released tonight, and our love go to the heart of creation until it draws back here the perfection and freedom and victory of eternity. We thank thee.